The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello and good afternoon. I hope you are all doing well. How about that weather? It's been a great week, just amazing. Although today started off a little shaky. It was pretty cloudy and it didn't look like it was going to turn out so good. But the sun came out and we almost hit 70 degrees today. So that is so exciting. And of course, you know me and my countdowns. It is only 4 days until spring. That's right. 4 days. I know. It's so exciting. I'm very excited. So I want to thank you all for tuning in today. You are listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I'm The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I'm here live every Friday at 5:30 p.m. on 103.9 LA News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you want to know more about me or my firm, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Diversified Financial Solutions. So like our pages to get updates and see what is happening. So I'm on super speed here today. Oh my gosh, it's been quite a crazy week. But I missed all of you last week and I missed being here. But I was actually blessed to qualify for my firm's 2023 Top Producer Conference, which brought me to Nashville, Tennessee. So that was really a whole lot of fun. I haven't been to Nashville. Well, I did. I've been telling these people these stories. When I was in middle school, Oregon Middle School, in the Patrick Medford District, I used to be a dancer in a marching band, and I was also in chorus. So in middle school, we actually were selected to perform at the 1982 World's Fair, which was in Nashville, Tennessee. So we took a bus down there, and my group, you know, we danced in the parade for the World's Fair. And we also, being in chorus, we got to sing at the Grand Ole Opry, which I understand we didn't get a chance to go to the Grand Ole Opry, unfortunately, when we were down there. But apparently the Grand Ole Opry was moved. So when I went there many, many moons ago, it is not in the same location. But so I was in Nashville, but honestly, you know, when you're a teenager, you really just don't appreciate things as much. But it was so great to be there and check out everything. I was also able to bring my spouse, which was really a good thing. So it was a nice getaway, and I got time to spend time with my colleagues from all around the country. So it was a great group of around 20 people, and we had a really great time. I still have this thing. Pardon me. I was away last week, and I caught something. I have no idea or if it's allergies, but I'm just going to take some water. And I never had this on almost 4 years I'm doing this, never had an issue. But so pardon me with that, but we're back on track. But during the conference, we had a meeting for the first day, and we synergized and discussed what was working and not working. Plus, I got some great ideas on how to help all of you, my clients or my listeners, in this crazy market that we're experiencing right now. So we'll get into that in a few. But we heard live music at the bars and on Broadway in Nashville, which is so amazing. I mean, every bar had a band that was better than the last bar. and just so much music. And some bars were four levels, and there was a live band on every level, which was like crazy. We did a scavenger hunt, which enabled us to get around the city and see a lot of things that we might not have seen. That was a team building thing that we did. Went to Johnny Cash's museum. We did some tailgating before we went to the Nashville Predators versus the Buffalo Sabres game. So we were pretty busy, and it was only Tuesday through Friday, but we packed in a lot of stuff, and it was really great. The weather was the same as it has been here, not this week, but I guess the weeks prior. Rain every day. I think we got 2 hours of sun on Thursday, but it wasn't warm. Sweatshirts, jackets. But overall, it was refreshing to take some time and to get away from tax season a little bit, and to refresh, to kind of get through the rest of tax season. So yes, I said tax season. It is actually today. Today's the 15th. It's 1 month until we have to have our taxes completed and fully prepared, unless you go for an extension. But I don't even know how that happened, because I don't know. Wasn't it just January 1st? But remember that you can still put away money into your traditional IRA to reduce tax liability. I just did one for a client today. She did her taxes and worked with her accountant, and didn't have a plan at work. So she was able to put some money that she had in cash into a traditional IRA to reduce her tax liability and not have to pay too much to Uncle Sam. So that is a good thing. You still have time before April 15th, or if you haven't fully prepared your taxes, I should say. If you prepared your taxes, you might have missed the boat, but keep that in mind for next year. If you haven't prepared your taxes, you also have time to stash away money into your Roth IRA. Again, one of my favorite products, and this is for future tax-free money. And listen, it's never too early to plan for next year, for 2024. Make sure you're adding to those 401ks and 403b plans if you're in the hospital system or teachers. If you need a plan of attack, give us a call in the office. I just met with one of my teachers this week. Her plan has done very well. She started her 403B fresh. She's a new teacher, and her plan has done very well. We had some really, she was up over 50% in her plan. So we definitely had to, we did a rebalance. So we added on, as her account balance is growing, added on some other funds. You know, reduce her risk, because again, you're not going to do 50%. If you've done it already, you can't count on the fact that that's going to happen again. One thing, she had to reduce her contributions. She's going back to school. She wants to enhance her degree and do some bigger and better things. So life happens, and that's the thing. You know, when we look at financial planning, it's not static. It's always, or it's not always fixed. It's static. Like, it always can change, and we can make adjustments at any time. So as I said, like, I'm like a little bit, I don't know, like, everybody seemed to have gotten sick when we got back from Nashville last week. I said, the weather was just crazy. It was damp and rainy, and you know, down there they were already having their trees open, so it might be a little bit of an allergy thing. And then to add insult to injury, I'm doing my annual detox. I know that sounds crazy, but every year I do this detox, and I know it sounds like you're going to be on the restroom or in the restroom all the time. It's not like that at all. But it's just a way to kind of clean your body out, and I've been like eating a lot of vegetables, and I am going to incorporate some shakes and stuff like that. So I've reduced the amount of calories that I'm eating. So I'm doing good. Actually, I feel really good. Like, I feel I don't have the brain fog when we eat all those terrible things and we're drinking and doing all those other things that we know are not good for ourselves. But, you know, it's good to enjoy ourselves from time to time. But so that's what's happening here. So it's all good. But while I was away, a couple of things happened. State of the Union. We also found out that we're going to have another Trump versus Biden election this year. So there is actually 234 days until Election Day. And I got to be honest, the conversations that I've been having with clients these past weeks have really shown how people are hurting and really need a change. It's just been crazy. So inflation went up again. The inflation numbers had increased. It's very interesting because Janet Yellen had indicated that she regrets now saying in 2022 that inflation was transitory, meaning that it was just temporary. It wasn't going to last. When meanwhile, you know, it's been lasting now for a good 2 years. And all of you know that. I mean, buying anything at the supermarket or clothing or doing a project on your house has become a very, very costly endeavor. Everything is super expensive, but it seems like Biden is just worried about shrinkflation and getting less ice cream in his container. So we'd really need to kind of look at all of the options that we have. And again, sometimes it may not be the option that you want. You know, we say the lesser of two evils. It's going to be an important year. It's going to be a year that really is going to make or break, I think, this country. Not to mention, you know, the local elections make or break the states. So I'm not going to go into, I have a little bit more to talk about that, but we're going to be going into the break very soon. But I will give you just a funny thing. Since it's Women's History Month, a quote by Zsa Zsa Gabor has said, "I'm a marvelous housekeeper. Every time I leave a man, I keep his house." Ha ha ha. So that's just a little something. Again, I'm not a feminist, although I do encourage and uplift women. But I just thought that was really funny. I get this report every week and it happened to be on there. So anyway, you are listening to The Financial Chick Show. This is Denise Nostrom. My company is Diversified Financial Solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact me at 631-758-8691 or at financialchickshow.com to schedule an appointment for a free consultation to come in and see what is happening in your world. So we're going into the break. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Denise Snowstrom, the Financial Chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So we were talking a little bit about the upcoming election. It's going to be interesting. Well, we're going to, it seemed like this week, well, it didn't seem, it happened this week that we, the two people that are going to be running is going to be Trump versus Biden. And there's 234 days till election day. And I had mentioned that, you know, like talking to clients, you know, people are definitely feeling the pinch, you know, the working and living paycheck to paycheck and, you know, having to take money out of their accounts, or, you know, we're hearing on the national stage that people are taking money out of their 401ks. And so people are getting pinched. You know, it's a tough time, and we need some type of policy to change this so people can work toward their goals and work toward saving for their kids' education, work toward their retirement, or really just basically being able to pay their bills without having to be crunched, you know. So we talked about the fact that inflation's gone up again. And, you know, if you do anything, whether you're buying clothes or fixing up your house or whatever the case may be, that everything is more expensive. Now another shoe has dropped. Oil prices have been creeping up. Crude oil has topped $80 per barrel after staying in the range of between $60 and $70. So if you're fueling up your vehicle, you know the prices are up. You definitely see it. We have seen people getting laid off, and more layoffs are coming down the pike. Dollar Tree stores are closing. I mean, good Lord. I mean, that, you know, usually when times are tough in this type of environment, you see the Dollar Tree stores. That's where people navigate or go to, you know, for cost savings. And they're going, but they're not spending as much. So we're in a tough time. And they're saying that families need approximately $11,400 extra to live today. This year in 2024, that's just under $1,000 per month. So that's like a part-time job. So unless you're getting that type of raise at work, you know, you're getting pinched. And then not to mention the immigrant issue that's going on. You know, it's just, we're having a hard time, and now we're onboarding more people. And basically it's like we have more dependents that we have to address and deal with. So the numbers are just not adding up. It's just not working. And, you know, you see here in New York City, you know, the whole theme was defund the police. The police are terrible. They're awful. This and that. But we need the police, and the police are there. But now things have gotten really raw, and that now we need to call in the National Guard to kind of help out. So I don't know. I don't know about you, but you know, we're just not going down the right path here. And just this week, I had a client that called me and had to clean out his entire IRA because of debt and not being able to pay bills. And I haven't seen this in quite some time. It's been a really long time that we've had these type of issues. You know, but then you see idiocy or, you know, idiotic things that are happening. In California, they're trying to pass a bill that will open a pathway to home ownership for undocumented migrants. I'm getting so aggravated. you know, and you say to yourself, listen, we have people that are paying taxes all these years. We have young adults that want to buy houses. We have veterans that need housing. And we're going to work to help, undocumented immigrants get housing. I think it's all great. I think we all love people and we want everybody to do well and be taken care of. But the bottom line is that, you know, you got to help yourself first. You really, really do. And we've got to help America first. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I don't know. I guess if you have something to give, you know, we love that. But taking from our country, we're not strong right now. And it's just a really, really tough time. And, I don't know. It's just very aggravating. So it's going to be a tough year. And I think that we all have to really, really look inside ourselves and make sure that we're doing the right thing. And you know, we work hard. We pay taxes. It's just only going to get worse from here if we have too many dependents. And I'll just leave it at that. So one other thing that's kind of interesting is that I saw this article this week that about 401k accounts, and it said, can you guess how many forgotten 401k accounts are out there? So when they say forgotten is, you know, people working and they have a plan at work and then they leave the job and it's just left there and they just don't realize that they have it. So the answer to that is 29.2 million 401ks that have been forgotten. So that is the number of forgotten accounts out there, according to Capitalize. Amazingly, these accounts have about $1.65 trillion in assets, which is about 25% of the total 401k assets held by Americans. Now, I don't know if those listening out there today might have left jobs and had their 401k and just said, you know, I'll get to that. This is your wake-up call to say this is a time to, when you leave your job, to take the 401k with you. You may love the job or, you know, well, you didn't love the job because you're gone, but maybe you love the 401k. But the thing happens is that life is busy and time takes its toll and you forget the things that you have out there. So it's really a really good idea. Now, you don't have to necessarily roll it over to an IRA. Take it to your new company, roll it into your new 401k if they accept roll-ins. Most companies do now. If you don't want to do that and you want to basically take, you know, I'm all about take the money and run. You know, you built up this money in a company. It's your money. Take it where you can manage it and you have control of that, working with a financial advisor like myself. You know, this is hard-earned money that you have. And, you know, in some cases, you put the money away. In some cases, the employers might have put the money away. You know, that you might have had a match. So, you know, you may never see this money again. Like, you know, this is the money that gets, you know, taken to the States. Like if you have an account that's been dormant for a very long time, the state takes ownership of that money. And then trying to get that money back is a tough thing. So, you know, people are missing out on several hundreds, thousands of dollars in retirement savings by leaving that at their old jobs. So I will tell you, the industry makes it a little bit tough. If you're rolling it out to rolling over your 401k to IRAs now as a financial advisor with the Department of Labor and fiduciary rule, they do require us to get your plan document. Now, most people say, what the heck is that? What is a plan document? Everybody was given one in the beginning of when they started working, but have that plan document or try to obtain that plan document. Once we have that in our possession, it's very easy to roll over. And what's really interesting about that too is that we have to be fully transparent, which I have no problem with, fully transparent with fees and costs and everything like that. So when you come in the office, when we make any transactions, you're going to know. You're going to know exactly what it is. You like it, you don't like it, that's it. we have to get this plan documents because we have to fill out all of these forms. You should see how hard it is to get the costs that are in your 401ks that you're working with. People think there's no cost, but there are. So when we need to roll those over, we have to get all that information. So, you know, the big corporations don't want you rolling over the money. They want to keep it there. So they make it very difficult for you to take your money. But the numbers, again, 29.2 million 401ks that are left out there. They could be yours. This is something we can do in your, you know, here in the office. You know, if you have your old plans, consolidate them all into one IRA. Know what you have. It makes it simple. You know where, you know your net worth. Because, you know, again, you have all these plans you have to keep track of. But more importantly, when you're ready to retire, you're going to know what assets that you have. And even more importantly, when you get to required minimum distribution age, when you have to start taking money out of those IRAs or 401ks, it's just not going to be a task that you go, you know, you're going to be older. You don't want to have to do all that stuff. So think about that. That's an important thing. We can help you to get those accounts all in one place to make life a whole lot easier. And listen, life is really tough and life is not easy. It's complicated. So if this is one thing, we can afford you the opportunity to simplify. Again, we always say, you know, we do the hard work so you can do the things that you enjoy in your life. And we really do do that. You know, we talk the talk and walk the walk here at Diversified Financial Solutions. So coming to the end of the show, it went really quick. I know I was like all over the place today, but it's been a crazy week coming back from being away last week and just the whole frenzy of life. But we got a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, we changed our the clocks and it's bright out. I'm getting out of here and it's still light out. I'm so excited. And we have happy St. Patrick's Day to those that are Irish and those that are not, because we're all Irish. I'm 92% Irish. So I'll be celebrating on Sunday. So thank you for tuning in today. Remember to do better and be better. Take care for now. And I look forward to being with you again next Friday.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.